Not going to IBM Connect in Orlando this year? Well, neither am I. And like a lot of folks out there, I would love to be there. So I figured I could do the next best thing and reach out to some of the people who are attending to ask them for their opinions, experiences, the Orlando Sun, and the highlights of the conference. That is, if I can get them to step away from the sessions and parties long enough. Going from social media to social business, Andrew Grill, former CEO of Cred and currently working for IBM as a social business adoption expert, takes time to talk about his former and current role, the influence of influencers, and the Social Business Engagement Center. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Femke. How are you? Hi, from Orlando, Florida. I'm here at IBM Connect.
It's good to speak to you. How is your day?
Well, Femke, I had a really good session this morning. My keynote speech, which was titled Social Media to Social Business, I presented that to probably 40 or 50 people this morning. It was well received, lots of great tweets. And importantly, I had a few people come up to me afterwards who personally asked me questions and gave me some feedback. So that's always good to get social on a very personal level.
Mm-hmm. Because you're one of the keynote speakers for this conference. Can you tell us who you are and what do you do?
So Andrew Grill, I've been with IBM just 4 months. My last job, I was CEO of Cred, K-R-E-D. It competes with Clout and looks at social media influence. I've been in this space for some time. I've been looking at social media analytics from a business point of view, probably 4 or 5 years now with various companies. And so my role here at IBM is a global role to look across all geographies, all industries, and look at the adoption of social business.
For people that don't know what Cred and Clout are, you were talking about it being competitors. Can you shortly explain what they do?
Yeah, both platforms look at social media influence. They look at different social platforms like Twitter and Facebook, and they provide a ranking, almost like a credit score, based on your social influence. And Cred is a little bit more transparent than Clout. We explained how we actually scored. We also look at individual communities. So, for example, I might have a high cred in social media, but I have a probably very low cred in cooking. And so brands use the cred or the clout score to look at who's influential and who they might engage to promote their brand or product. And if someone's complaining about them, they also can get a sense of who the person is and whether they should take more care over them.
Yes, this was also one of the topics of a panel you did earlier this week about does clout count?
Yes, it was a very interesting panel. I think pretty much everyone agreed with each other that clout has its uses and cred to some extent as well, but you shouldn't just look at the score on its own. I think the trouble with websites like Clout that say they're the standard for influence is that brands believe that verbatim. And so if someone says they have a high Clout score, whether it's a real high Clout score, it's been gamed or manufactured, then brands take that literally and they say, well, because you have a high number, we must do work with you. And the example I gave in the talk yesterday was, if you have a high Clout score, but you're not sure why that person has a high Clout score, they may not be very useful to you as an organization.
Do you see a lot of people that are trying to game the system that way?
Wouldn't say a lot of people, but when you're involved in the industry, they become quite obvious. I gave an example yesterday, actually, of someone who had mentioned the Cred ad handle and their own ad handle about 48,000 times in a 24-hour period. So we did some analysis to work out what that individual was doing, and it became very clear that they actually have 2,500 Twitter bots that go around retweeting him and mentioning him in the hope that that will actually increase his score. But on his website, he actually says he's in the top 1% of clout, top 1% of cred. So he's manufacturing this influence to make money, which fraud comes across when I want to hear that the word.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is enhanced by the fact not all sites are equally forthcoming in disclosing how they measure the influence.
Well, exactly. And Clout do not promote how they measure. They claim it's too hard to explain to people how they do it, whereas Cred was very transparent and transparent from day one. We explain exactly how we did it. There's a web page that explains how we did it. And whether you agree or disagree with our methodology, at least there's a transparent way of understanding that. And I think one of the elements of the debate yesterday that I brought up was the notion of needing to be transparent, because if you're a brand and you're wanting to spend $100,000 on a group of people that are going to, you know, impact your brand, you want to know who you're spending money on. You would not employ someone without a background check or a reference check. But I think a lot of brands take the clout score verbatim and don't do their own research. And I suppose that's the best parallel I could draw.
Yes. And is that something that IBM is working on, getting those scores, not necessarily from clout or cred, but getting ways for companies to get these analytics in a way that is transparent?
Well, I think let's just sort of look away from Cred and Cloud. What IBM are doing with our processes and software and our consulting advice is to look at, you know, best practice. So we want what's best for the client. And some, you know, clients aren't banging my door down asking for influencers. They're looking at a holistic approach to understand what people are saying about their brand. Does it matter? And what I was talking about this morning in social business is ensuring that all of this social intelligence is injected deep inside the organization. So whether it's understanding who's saying what, or competitive analysis, or net promoter score, those sorts of terminologies that we use in marketing, how can we get that from social and inject it into all parts of the business?
Okay. Coming from Cred, which is more like a social media external facing company, going into an organization like IBM, which is more focused, I guess, on the business side, what are the main differences?
Well, you're right. That IBM is very much B2B, and Cred, I suppose, is more B2C. But the techniques are still the same. I think the opportunity with IBM is that, and I actually said this morning, I'm kind of over social media. I've kind of done that. And I think the next opportunity for social is in social business, because it allows you to get all the social techniques that we've learned over the last 10 or so years and move them deep inside the enterprise. So for me, it's the next phase of my career. But I think it's also the next phase of social.
So do social influence analytics still play a role in that?
In some way. I mean, influence is an important part of B2B as well. And it's important to understand who's influential from a company and an individual point of view as well. So there is some crossover, yes. But what's of interest, I suppose, to IBM is my background in the social media analytics and dealing with large companies like American Express and retailers in the UK and telcos. I think they are interested in my experience in providing expertise and advice to those sort of companies.
Can you explain a bit about the business unit that you are in for IBM and what they are doing?
Yes, so I'm in the consulting arm of IBM, and so we look at, you know, almost anything that the client wants, everything from strategic workshop to show the art of the possible through to what we call muraling, to actually design customer visions, through to design and delivery, execution, and even outsourcing and running whole programs for clients in social. So I sit in what's called the Social Business Center of Competence. This is a global unit that allows clients to have access to the best of breed, literally the best of the best in IBM around social business. And so given we're in the consulting arm, we're not just about selling software, we're also about selling solutions and advice and advisory. And often clients, our first engagement is to get me in to do a workshop, even do some executive coaching. We've got some C-suite executives that want me to sit down with them and not necessarily teach them how to tweet, but they want to understand the language that we use in social business so that they can understand the opportunity better. And so when we're suggesting they plug social into all parts of the business, they understand the real business benefit around that. So that's pure advisory.
So one of the ways to plug social into an organization is actually being demonstrated by a website that is showing how people are interacting with this conference in real time. And it's called the Social Business Engagement Center.
Yeah, what we've been doing with the Social Engagement Center is we've been bringing to life the brand and the hashtag IBM Connect. So any mention of IBM Connect on Twitter has been displayed on the Engagement Center. So it shows share of voice, it shows top tweets, it shows top photographs, it gives you insights. Really, it's been designed to, again, bring the brand to life so people can see what people are tweeting about in a very graphic way. The next step is to actually be able to enact on that. So if this was a brand that was selling shoes or a telco and people are saying good and bad things about it, what does that mean and what should you do about it? So it, as I say, really brings the brand to life.
Yes, and the great thing is that these analytics are available to all through a site that I will post later on in the notes. I love the sentiment indicators that show how people are posting and whether they are positive or negative in their tweets about the conference. The one thing I'm missing is the option to drill down into the details, but I guess this is deliberate.
Well, if you're a client, we would absolutely ensure that you can do that. But this has just been the presentation layer of an engagement center, so it becomes very visual. If you were a client of ours and you were running this for your business for real, then we'd drill down absolutely. You'd have full control to get all that information out about your business. But this is, if you like, just a presentation layer to show the art of the possible at a conference.
It's just the top layer that is being shown.
At the moment, yes, yes.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I do see a lot of uses for that kind of information. It does give, like you said, it gives companies insight into what is being said and why it's being said. It could be something is going on or a specific campaign running at that moment that is generating a lot of hits.
That's right. It's the cause and effect. So there's a spike in traffic. Why was there a spike? Is it something we should worry about? I remember doing some work some years ago with a retailer in the UK, and there was a huge spike about a particular pudding, and it had run out of stock, and people were complaining about it. And the client asked me, well, do we still have a problem? We looked at the analysis and we saw that no one was talking about that anymore. So we could quite confidently say, well, there's no traffic on that. So we believe that the issue is over.
So talking about the conference itself, I know this was your first IBM Connect, I guess.
That's right. Yes, only in IBM 4 months. And so Connect has come around, and I was very fortunate to be asked to speak here and attend and represent what we're doing. So I'm hoping to be back in 2015.
Okay, and what do you think of the conference so far? Was it what you were expecting?
Yeah, it's huge. It's just you get a sense of all the different things that IBM's doing. We made some strategic announcements yesterday as well. We had some great clients come on and talk about their use cases and their case studies. So it's a great place to come together and re-energize about what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. And any of the activities going on around the event, do you participate?
I've lost count of all the things I've been to because it's just been so busy. I've had a lot of client meetings. I've been speaking a lot. I've been doing TV interviews. I've been doing analyst briefings. So I haven't been slowing down at all. It's been a very jam-packed event.
Running from appointment to appointment, I guess.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for making the time then to have this conversation with me. And I will certainly be following your tweet stream to see how the rest of the conference is going. And I hope you have a good week.
Okay. Thanks, Femke.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.